When you're in the seat of power, every decision counts. And when you are near the seat of power, every decision counts. But the decisions may be slightly less important.
Yeah, what do you think? Glasses on for the intellectual look? Focused? Woman with vision?
I like your glasses.
No, glasses make me look weak.
Yeah, I agree.
It's like a wheelchair for the eye.
Yeah.
That voice you heard near the seat of power is, of course, comedic actress and Seinfeld alum Julia Louis-Dreyfus. She plays fictional U.S. Vice President Selina Meyer in the new TV sitcom Veep, created by British comedy writer-director Armando Iannucci. The series premieres tonight on HBO, and we spoke with Julia Louis-Dreyfus recently. She says Veep was originally pitched to her as a show about an unhappy vice president, and she sensed major comedy potential.
The idea of being in a powerful position and yet powerless, you know, so close and yet so far, it's just inherent conflict. It's just too delicious to pass up.
This character, I think it's fair to say she's got this anger kind of bubbling just below the surface.
Yeah.
And that is something that you have done before. I mean,
yeah.
I think Seinfeld fans might remember Elaine in a lot of different ways, but in many episodes, she comes across as kind of angry.
Yeah.
Why are you so good at being angry, Julia?
I think I'm furious. I'm not really angry at all, but she's very angry. And well, she's not really angry. I would say she's exceptionally frustrated and exceptionally ambitious and thwarted. You know, obviously the constitutional duties of the vice president are few. They preside over the Senate. And then, of course, you have to step in as vice president should the president not be able to govern. That's obvious. But beyond that, it really is about the relationship between the president and the vice president. And it has changed from administration to administration. And we're depicting a situation in which that relationship is highly dysfunctional. And the president is very much trying to keep this vice president, Selina Meyer, at arm's length away.
There are just many funny moments that illustrate that. A recurring theme is that your character keeps asking your assistant if the president has called, and the answer is always, yeah, no.
He hasn't called. The president didn't call. No.
And we never actually, as the audience, the president himself or herself is never revealed.
Yeah, you'll never see the president, and you'll never know what political party Selina is in.
Why?
So I think in an effort to keep it about behavior and not about ideology.
What is fun about her for you? I imagine that in every character, you've got to like her, right?
Yeah.
What do you like about her?
It's fun for me to play somebody who can very easily blame everybody else around her for her own mistakes. That is a gas. I will say that the other thing that's fun for me is all of the actors, the cast of our show, highly skilled improvisers. And so we would use the script as sort of a launching pad for going into other areas. So say we've shot a particular scene a couple of times and then Armando would come up and he would say, okay, well, how about we loosened it up a bit? Let's just loosen it up. And so what happens is stuff would just flow out and people talking over each other. And I can't tell you how much fun it is. It's challenging for sure, but good challenging, not bad challenging.
When you kind of take a step back and look at where you are in your career,
yeah,
I'm wondering where you think you are in your comedy. I mean, we all associate you so much with Elaine on Seinfeld, and she, that character, had such a brash kind of in-your-face attitude and style to her.
Uh-huh.
This is different. This is British satire. There's far more stuff bubbling under the skin.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a comfortable place for you to be as a comedic actor? Is that something that feels right to you right now?
Yeah, it feels fantastic. It feels like this is a role of a lifetime for me, to tell you the truth. I'm crazy about this part. It has to do with being my age at this point in my life, still working in Hollywood.
Hmm.
And I guess you could say she's a political animal and I'm kind of a an actress animal. And so there's something to it kind of all works at the same time. You know, I have a kind of an authority, like she kind of has an authority. Does that make sense? So there's a vulnerability, an insecurity, and the opposite all at the same time. And, you know, I can use all of that.
But I think of Selena and this character as being, just in my brief exposure to her, someone who is so vulnerable and insecure.
Right.
And you are Julia Louis-Dreyfus. And I would think at this point in your career, you've arrived. You don't have anything to prove.
I know, but that's what you think. That's what you think.
Not so.
No, I'm not complaining in any way. But, you know, there's always something bigger. There's always something better to get. So I can play on that for this part.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus, you can catch Veep on HBO. The show premieres tonight. Julia, thanks so much for your time. We really appreciate it.
Thanks. It's so nice to talk to you. I love being in the sound booth.
You can stay there for a while if you'd like.
I'd like to. It's very, it feels really good.
A little quiet. Yeah. We'll leave you the keys.
Thanks a million.